Okay, we're up to Masechta Peah, Perakei Mishnah. Hamoicher Esodeu, Hamoicher, someone who sells his field. Hamoicher Esodeu, Hamoicher Mutav Halakech Aser. Shemachal Esodeu V'Kamasa. You sold the field with the Kama. You sold the field including the standing ears of grain. Hamoicher Mutav Halakech Aser. What does that mean, Hamoicher Mutav? The standing grain, avul machar es hakama b'lvad, v'shiyir hasode le'atzma shneim asun b'lek m'shech v'peya, they're both now at a take v'lek m'shech v'peya, she'etzel zeh ani korea sodecha, ve'etzel zeh ani korea kitzirecha. Okay, so that means over here, if you sell the field, hamoicher esodeu, hamoicher mutar, the seller, is allowed to go into the field and collect for himself the leket shechel peah, if the seller is a poor man. Correct? What is that? Is that a bug? Is that going to get me scared?
Where is it?
Over there. No, over there on the floor, in the corner.
Oh, come on.
What is that?
A bug, it's a eraser or something. Come on. Get a life. You scared a bug?
So the seller here is poor man. He's a poor man. He sells it. He no longer is in possession. Even though once upon a time it was in his possession, he is permitted at this point to come into the field and take for himself the leket shikha upeya.
Somebody sells his field.
The seller is now mutter to take leket shechupeya. The halokeach and the buyer also, because he's the owner. Right. So hamoicher mutter, the leket shechupeya imhu ani, if he's a poor man. Period. Next.
But what happened here? Who was the one who cut down the field?
The buyer.
So then, what's the chiddush?
There is no chiddush. It's simple. You're right. It's simple. Fine. The chiddush is that since he was in possession of the field when it grew, so maybe since he owned it when it grew, that already should take away from the permissibility of taking the leket shechel peah.
Okay.
Because he was the balabas when it grew.
Okay.
Fine. Lo yiskar adam es hapayel, the person is not allowed to hire workers. Is not allowed to hire workers al menas on the condition sheyilaket bino acharav, that his son should be do leket. What does that mean exactly? Al menas sheyilaket bino acharav shal yidekein hapoyel menakel le menas sechirus, that his son will take the leket. The person has a son that's poor, and he hires a worker lo yiskar adam es hapoyel, let me allow to hire workers al menas. But who's doing what? You're not allowed to hire workers al menas. Sheyilaket bino acharav. 189. Okay, 189. Here's the guy he's cutting. You see this guy he's cutting? He's cutting.
Sickle.
And then he's leaving over. There are things that is shikha. Who's going to take the licha? The little guy. Amanashilaket bino shalapoyel haloiket hanosha mikitri aviv. He's very poor. The worker is very poor. So he says, let my son be the one that will come and walk behind me, and he will take the leket shikha peya. And that way we'll get a bonus. That way we will have a bonus. Not only are we going to get money for doing the work for him, then my son's going to be able to take lecture and pay her. You're not allowed to do that. That's nepotism. It's like giving your son the job as Rosh Yeshiva.
They do that all the time.
A person is not allowed to hire.
Turn the page.
Shiyalakid binoy acharav. Okay, let's see who the Rav here says, Sha'ali de Kena Poyal Menake Lemin Haschirus. What is it? The worker says that you'll pay me less money.
Yeah.
But Nimsa Purechoivai Michel Ani. In other words, hire me for less money. Al menas that you'll let my son.
Son.
So therefore, you're going. You're taking away from the poor people. Okay.
Next. Why are you taking away from the poor people? Is he a poor person?
He is poor, but it's not fair. It's not fair. You're not allowed to do that. That's what it says.
Can't be inside jobs.
The names of Pireach, if you want to see more what it means over here in the Kahati, what this means, a deeper meaning to this, interpret this Chazal, this is the Demai Kalayim. So now's your lucky day. Now's your lucky day. I'm also a big fan. But if we learn all the Kahati, we're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, but you might learn something.
Ooh, that was really low.
Can you handle it?
I'm in such pain now.
Yeah, I can tell when you're
Lo Yiskar Adam Esapoyal. Lo Yiskar Adam Esapoyal. Shabinoy Shalapoyel, the child, Yulakinachala, Shayde King, Moiruloy Hapoyel Mishiroy, the worker will charge less money because his son is getting all the lekha shechopeya. Now I understand. See, who's the one that's being put echoivai? The Baal Habayis. Therefore, Marviach.
How is he getting?
Because he's paying the worker less money. I normally pay the worker $10 an hour.
Yeah.
I'm only going to pay you $8 an hour.
Right.
Why? Because I'm letting your son have exclusive rights to the lekha shechopeya.
Okay. So
therefore,
the Baal Habayis is being Marviach.
Is being Marviach. So I anyway have to give lekha shechopeya. I anyway have to give it. So if I hire you for $10 and your son doesn't follow behind you, I anyway going to lose the lekha shechopeya. So therefore, the way I'm going to be able to go pay you $8 is at the expense of all the other poor people.
Now we understand.
Wow, you have a real chaviva satara. You have a real chaviva satara. You know who has chaviva satara also? I have Simcha Soloveitchik. He has a real chaviva satara. When he is machadesh of art, he's a machadesh. He really gets excited for real. It's very weird to see that today. People that really gives them chavivas for real. For real.
Only a few people like me.
That's right.
Okay.
Weiter. You are denying nishlelus, denial, the possibility from the poor people lizkois b'leket to be zoich in the leket. Shapoil maniach lebenoy leket liyosem mishabanim, because the poil, the worker, he leaves over the benoy leket yosem mishabanim. More than other poor people. Baram im lohisne imo al kach shani bebraisa hasuch hasapoyel yilakid bnei acharav. Okay, if you don't make a tenai, he's anyway allowed to do it. But you're not allowed to go make it explicit. You're not allowed to go make it part of the condition. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. A person that does not allow the poor people to collect, you put up a gate and you say, sorry, no poor people here. You put up a wall, the Trump wall. Okay, you put up a wall, no one here is allowed to enter. Then what is Allah? You allow one person. Only selective poor people may enter my field to collect leket. Okay, you're selective. What's the problem?
You don't let him come in. One poor man, one poor no.
You help them. You're stealing this other problem. Do not. What does it mean, taseg? Taseg means to uproot. Do not taseg to taseg gvul oylim, the boundary of the world.
You're trying to figure it out. I got it right here. Kolima al taseg gvul oylim. The darshan al tikra oylim ela oylim. The moving mishnah sheyesh approach shekavanei leiloi mitzrayim. Who pirish hadvaram al tishana hazara shavatarish kitnit liyotze mitzrayim. It says don't change the stuff that was taught to the Oyle Mitzrayim. That's what it means. Al Tishana Zara is Shabbatara Sheyitnu Liyotze Mitzrayim. As I fit into the words. Gvul Dvarm Shah Gvul V'Igdiru. V'yesh Mepharshim Hila Yardim Ela Sheyardim Ichneseim V'lashen Zaginar Kalayma Sheh
Menake
Akosav Asaniyim Oylem. Oh. He calls, that means it's really aniyim. It's calling them aylim. Kedach shenikra lavar saginar.
Either a blind person saginar.
Like he calls,
like a blind person. You call a person has a lot of light.
Right. Rava or what comes to the hazard? Shloim lahatzik gevul aniyim lichvas man the same. Altes shiantu meir shapamim. Nema pasuk
shapamim twice. This pasuk is twice the Mishlei. Twice. Al Tazik Bul Oilam. Shosu Achal Sechav. Herg Yud. Al Tazik Bul Oilam.
Sorry. Khan Shem Mepharshim Elu Oilam Mitzrayim.
Mitzyachasim.
The pasuk Harishon Ami Hamisayim. Shosu Achal Sechav Mepharshim. Shiyadam Asneim.
Let's see what it's over here. See, that's why I don't learn, because it's too complicated.
It's very good. It's not complicated.
My little
he
head.
Says, talking about, it's
okay, let's
said.
See. Al tasi bil olam, kolema. Al tikwe olam, ela olim.
Yeah.
Don't we, the world. Okay, al tasi, do not uproot the boundary. Do not uproot the boundary of the world. Do not weed olam, ela olim, those who ascend. So that means that the people over here, the people over here, the poor people, or the people that are ascending upon your field, do not remove the boundaries. Do not go and let one person come and another person may not come. Do not play around, manipulate the poor people. Okay, don't be selective. Who gets assistance, who does not? Al tikwe oylam elo oylim istim farshe elu oylim mitzrayim shaloi seshaneh. The Olim means the people who ascended from Egypt, Klal Yisrael. Do not go change, manipulate the mitzvahs that Hashem has given the Olim Mitzrayim. Right? The people, Klal Yisrael, who have received the mitzvahs, do not manipulate, do not change. Elu Olim Mitzrayim, Shalot Teshane Ho'azharosh Shabbatoyro Shenitna Liyotze Mitzrayim. The Yistim Mefarshe Olim, Elu B'nei Adam Sheyodu Menachsem. These are people, Olim, people who are poor people. Now, Olim normally means rich.
Yeah.
You ascend the social ladder. Mm-hmm. But here it's Lashon Sagi Nar. It's the opposite. B'kori Lei, Olim Lashon Kovit. Kedesh Shekoyim Le'iver, blind person Sagi Nar. So see how he says in a very few words what it says in the Kati in many, many words.
That's
okay. Okay, so if we have over here
what
two...
What I understand and what I didn't understand.
Okay, so we have two interpretations. Olim either means the Olim Mitzrayim, or Olim means the poor people.
Right.
Olim Mitzrayim means do not change the rules.
That the
Hashem made the rules.
Gave him the rules.
And the rules, what are the rules? The rules are all poor people have a right to access your field to collect
Lech HaShavapeya.
Right. And the other interpretation is, Olim, do not go and remove the boundary of the poor people. Because when it says Olim, Olim means people who are on the social ascent. But here we're reading Lashon Sagi Nohar, which means the poor people. Do not go and take away what they are entitled to.
Bottom line is, what both means, don't mess with the
don't mess with people. The poor. Don't mess. The poor people.
Give them what they deserve.
Exactly.
Give the people
exactly.
What they need.
Exactly.
Don't mess around
with exactly. Right. Hamoicher es sadeu. Hamoicher es sadeu. Someone sells his field. We chadring the rishnau. Hamoicher muter velakecha. So the seller is muter because he's a poor man. And even though he had this, he grew in his possession. Once he has relinquished by selling it,
the person who sold his field
is muter. He's allowed. I wrote with chadring about lakecha is also lo yiska adam esapayalim. You don't go high workers al menashe yilaked b'nei acharav because he
needs
it. Misha ne meiches sadeu lilkay oishehu maniches veecha veecha loy oishehu masayet. Now talking, shikha is bundles. Okay, no more leket. Now we're doing bundles. A bundle. Sheshechochuhu.
Oilim,
veloy shechochu. Read the word shechochu balabais, and the balabais did not forget it. Or let's say shechochu
balabais
loy shechochu toalim amdu aniyim bifanov oish or new case. Or let's say amdu aniyim bifanov o shechipuhu vikash. They hit it.
Hareiz
ein shechu. Let's see what's over here in the Mishnah. Loy shechu balabais. Koy the balabais besadev the koy gabei v'zochi be the balabais sees. Let's see the picture over here. Here, Oimer Shech Poilim Veloy Shech Balabais. Picture 190. Here it is. Here's the work of the Poil.
He's working hard.
He's working hard. But Poil Shech, but the Balabais, he's standing there by a Zoich. He's standing and he sees
right
it.
Him, he's picking it up.
He sees it. Or from Fakert, Balabais Shech HaChesoim. The Balabais is facing this way. He forgot it. But the Poil Zoich. The worker.
Either
or.
Way.
The Halacha here is. Aval balabais be'ir, but that's only where the balabais is in the field. But let's say the balabais is be'ir, balabais be'ir.
Have a shicha.
Afagav the loy de lo shchochi balabais. Even if you see with binoculars, it doesn't matter. The balabais must be on site.
Right.
The balabais is in his ivy tower, and he sees it from his binoculars. It's still called shicha. Now next, amdu aniyim bifanof. 193. Here we go. Aniyim bifanof. Here's the balabais. Here three aniyim are standing. They prevent him from seeing it. The only reason why he forgot it was because the anim, they were cleverly, on purpose.
Let's make a wall.
Make a wall so we can't see it, so it'll be shikha so we can take it.
We can take it.
Wow, here's Shemaisa. Unbelievable. They covered it with kash. Here it is. Here's an omer, and they cleverly they took straw to cover it. So the only reason why it's shech is not because it's really shech; it's because it was cleverly hidden. Harei ze einoy shech. All these examples of shech. There's no rav gevaldik mishul chazret. Omer shechachu bal poyalim v'loy shechachu bal bayis or shechachu bal bayis v'loy shechachu poyalim or amduanim b'fanav. That name they stand here to guard to protect it. Or in this case. Or their name, they cover it. The cash. All of these examples above.
Beautiful.
Next Mishnah. Hamamer lekoi vois ulechum sois lecharara lecharara uleamorim ein loy shikhana. What does that mean? Let's see over here. Hamamer lekoi lechoi vois. Last is mechem kemin koyveya b'roisha. The reason why, oh, here he is. Looks like it's Purim over here, this guy.
Like a conehead.
It's Purim, look at this guy. He's being ma'amer, the reason why.
Custom.
Okay, he's doing this in order to make, he's gathering the bundles in order to make this. Amamer lechoy v'ois ulechusm ois ulecha. Three different things, ulecharara. Okay, and perish.
Another type of hat.
Another type of hat. Amamer lechoy v'ois ulechum sa'os. That's a round hat.
A pointed hat, a round hat, and a charara, a coal.
You want to make charara. So the words of halach. Let's go to the rash. The words. Lasos mehem kimin koyv abroish. Shekachu yugilim lasos ataros shel shibolin. A crown shel shibolin. V'lasum broish lechum saos. Einim gavoyim. They're not high. Uboltim lemala. Ki choyv aos ela nichfafim lemata. Tlosh einim nira kolkach. Kamod the tema halahu kamus imadi. It's hidden with me. Kamus. Kamus means low. You gather to nido. Last is small coal. Make some fire. See, you need to make some fire in order. You want to mix some dough. You want to make a small cake.
Can I see the picture again? Where's the cake?
That's the mats on top. And this is the straw. Kidmus koivash shemasimin bereish umash madgishim bebechafin digging there it's nikkur kum saos loshon kamus imadi umash madgishim bagula bagula a round circle kidugmas even harichayim nikkur charara al shame shacharara agula. Okay, so the new interpretation, that's this case over here. What you do over here is you koichim atvur madgishim osa b'mokam echad ad shetesetiv. Okay, you pile up in one place. Oimer, and you forgot one. Now, what's a koivas? Koivas means mikan yiku ha'morim l'mokam shadashim hatvu. You bring it to a silo, a place where you're going to do it. Shnoisim oisim l'mokam shadashim hatvu. Here's disha. Disha is thresh. You have an animal, looks like someone I know, and you have over here these pegs, and the guy, and they thresh it. Right? They thresh it. The thresh. So therefore, this is the location, this is the storage center where they have it until they're ready to do this procedure. That's called the koivas. Okay, the kumus is a pit. Look at that. You know what that reminds me of?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You know what this reminds me of? The Zel Bazach.
Yep.
It's in the ground.
Yep.
In the ground.
Just put it in the ground.
It's in the ground. Okay, this thing, and they
put
take it.
There.
So three different types. Hamamer, you go and you collect lechoiva os for this above ground.
Is a
malach on Shabbos. Ma'amer, right. It's one of the malachs. Ma'amer. So you're gathering the wig, you're gathering into a storage facility in preparation. Ma'amer is to gather, the grain to make piles. Ma'amer. Ha'amer l'choy v'os, above ground. U'lechum chum sa'os, below ground.
I think we have to take
l'charara.
This is a little...
Okay.